can hear the rat-a-tat tapping up my heartbeat. It's reassuring me to believe and confirm me to keep a matter of fact passion about this art thing. I'm being early, feeling like Jesus and dirty. You want a quest, some that ain't no quest. Tell me what's a quest with no direction where to step. From what's in my best, but sometimes I slip, sometimes I slip and lose percent.
Punks You Hate consists of Grand Rapids-based Vincent Dix and Duke Green. Together, they are on a mission to show West Michigan that local artists hold as much talent and potential to entertain as nationally known artists. Vincent, who plays soprano saxophone, says the duo's sound can be challenging for some audiences, but in a good way.
Typically, when people ask us what kind of music that we do, we tell them we do a mixture of folk and hip-hop, and I think it's pretty accurate. Obviously, we're both MCs. I produce and play a little bit guitar, not like Duke. Also play a little bit of keys. And we just super lyrical, conscious, heavy hip-hop. And then we flip it on people and do complete folk music, and which kind of gives people a little bit more to like us.
I got a smile upon my face. It's been a while, but I'm on my way.
Vincent's partner Duke plays acoustic guitar. Duke says the band's goal isn't to fuse the genres together. Instead, the duo wants the sound to be more like a mosaic than a melting pot.
Yeah, we try not to water down a sound that much. Like, a lot of times when you combine genres, you end up with something that's sort of a shapeless mishmash that combines the least interesting parts of both genres. So we thought that we should keep the folk stuff as folk as possible, but then the hip-hop should be as hip-hop as possible. The lyrics should really be carefully crafted, and there should be respect to that art form.
Duke says the flow of the music is especially important since they are combining music forms.
Having symmetry like that built into your music makes it possible for somebody that's unfamiliar with the genre to find a place that they can be comfortable when they're listening. And one of our most important goals is to bring people into this that have not seen it before or have not interacted with it before.
Duke says Punctuate spends a lot of time and effort on carefully crafting their lyrics.
I think the work of a lyricist, if you're trying to really be respectful to the beat and respectful to the flow that kind of lives within the song, is to find a good place for the words to flow together with some syllabic matchups so that it kind of flows nice to the ear even if you can't understand it. But then the words need to come from an honest and true enough place that when somebody's listening to it the sixth or seventh time, they can still pick apart new layers of meaning.
Could lead labels to reach. I labor the scene waiting for repayment to keep, but places believe they can just betray what they preach by saving the green paper and cheese taken from wheat. Fame is a winged angel that seeks greatness to bleed.
Vincent has toured nationally with other groups, but for right now, he says Punctuate prefers to do gigs closer to home.
And I think that's one thing that me and Duke have in common is our family life is more important than music. And we're not willing to sacrifice that. And we don't believe we have to if we overcompensate with quality.
Yeah, we both have wives. We both have families. We both care deeply about the cities where we live and the time that we've spent here and the relationships that we've built. So we feel like it would kind of be turning back our back on those things to just try to jump and go to the next level. Just trying to get it.
You can find out more about Punctuate at WMUK.org. I'm J.R. Reynolds.